Welcome back to Specialty Coffee Talk, my friends, where we talk high-quality coffee in a low-quality way. I'm your host, Philip, and today we're doing a bonus cup, which means I get to talk about whatever I want that relates to coffee. So today, I'm going to share with you what I'm drinking, what I'm brewing up. So let's start out with what I am brewing today. Today, I have an Ethiopia. It is from the region of Chromia. It's a washed process. We'll go into processes. Actually, hopefully I can do that next episode with Eric. Or Torsten, that'd be fun. So we got the washed process. It's a bourbon varietal. That doesn't make any sense. No. It's from Ethiopia. It's not bourbon. It's heirloom. That's fine. It's 1,900 to 2,200 meters. So, here's what we're doing. I've got the carafe of the Chemex heated up. I've got the filter filtered of all the nastiness. We've got the coffee in there. 25 grams to 400 is my recipe that I usually go with. The water's heated up here to 198 degrees. And so we're going to get started with the brew. What I did forget to mention here was that this specific coffee here is actually roasted by our enthusiastic and wonderful contributor, Eric. He roasted this coffee with his new home roaster. So we're going to try that today. I've also got another coffee that I actually got to roast on his roaster. So that'll be really exciting. I'm excited to try them now. I tried them on Sunday, which was 2 days ago. And that was about 24 hours after we had roasted them. And it was, you know, still super gaseous. And now that it's been about 3 days, it should be real good. So that's what I'm excited about. So I've got my carafe heated up. My Chemex carafe is heated up. I've got my filter washed here. The coffee is in. Let's get brewing. Here we go. Gotta hit that timer. And pour in 50 grams. All right, got 50 grams in there. I don't know if I told you the recipe. I'm doing 25 grams of water to 400 grams. So I'm gonna do my bloom here for probably 45 seconds because the coffee's so new. I've got a 50 gram bloom because you just double whatever the coffee you had in there is the amount of coffee. So 50 grams of water over the top to let it bloom, to release the gases. To get rid of all that crappy flavor that you don't want in your coffee. 42, 43, 44, 45. Here we go. Pour again. Get that nice circular motion going. I'm just going to do another 100 grams here. So now I'm at 150. So now I'm at 150, 1 minute, 10 seconds. It's going to continue to bloom a little bit. Hopefully it's pretty much done so that doesn't come into the flavors of my coffee as it drains through. It's doing pretty well, but it's not going too fast, not too slow. All right, so we're at a minute 30, and we're going to pour another 150 grams. The second pour here is where you really get your sweetness out of the cup. So we like it to make it a little bigger, so hopefully we pull out more sweetness from the coffee. And that should take us to 300. All right. We're gonna let that drain through, and at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I'm gonna hit it with another 100 grams. We'll be at 400 grams of water. Okay, so I have poured the next 100 grams over the top. We've got 400 grams over the top. We're at 3 minutes and 50 seconds right now. It is looking pretty good. I've only got 30 seconds. I don't know if this is going to get through in 30 seconds. I may have poured too slowly, which means I need to, next time I pour, I need to make sure I have a more consistent flow. And I'm doing it quicker so that the water is getting through in the amount of time that I need. 4 minutes and 30 seconds is kind of the sweet spot, so hopefully it won't go over too much here. It's looking pretty good. We have 5 seconds till 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and the water level is about to hit where the bean bed is, so that should be fine. That's only going to be an extra 20 seconds or so. And it's coming through here. There we go. Perfect. Not too shabby. It was only an extra 10 seconds. So, just get rid of these beans here. Throw them in the garbage or whatever you like to do. I throw them in the garbage. You could compost with them, I guess, if that's your thing. I don't have a cup because I'm dumb. Grab a cup. Forgot to preheat this cup, so preheat the cup. Don't forget that if you make a Chemex, whatever kind of coffee it would be, okay, if you make it, make sure that you mix it up, because your coffee will stratify, basically, kind of like geology, I guess. You have layers and layers of sediment, and in coffee, you have layers of oils and different kinds of stuff, and so the heavier stuff is going to sink to the bottom, and if you don't mix it up like this, you will have a stratified cup, and the top of it will be super, like, tasteless, and then the bottom will have all the flavor, and it's just not great. I don't prefer it. Love the sound of coffee in the morning. It's not really. It's kind of becoming afternoon, but whatever. Okay, we're gonna try this puppy. All right, let's try this thing. Oh, I made a mistake. I'll have to think through what I did, but it's a little too bitter. Which means I over-extracted it. Happens sometimes, man. You roll with what you got. There's some, there's sweet. There's a little sweetness. It's really far in the back, though. There's this really bad aftertaste of bitter, overdeveloped coffee. Not overdeveloped. My bad. Over-extracted. Well, on to the next one. All right, so here is the next coffee. I have a Kenya from a region in Kenya, and it is going to be tasted by me right now. It is from the Kiambu farm. It's washed. Oh, no, it's from Kiambu in Kenya. Okay. It's washed, SL28 varietal, with some Ruibutu. Anyway, 1,650 meters to 1,800 meters. Let's give it a taste test. All right. Well, that was actually pretty good. That's better now. It was kind of gross in the beginning. So I tried it before I started recording, and I think it was just too hot, and it was kind of like meh. But now that I tried it, I'm getting a lemon note. I'm getting a... I don't know what I would describe that as. Lemon. Mostly lemon. Maybe some, like, there's like a sweetness part in there, very close to the end of it. It's like this honeyness. It's kind of like lemon honey, kind of a thing. It's super thick, so it's not tea-like in any way. It's really heavy, mouthfeel, a little acidic, so that's why it reminds me of lemon. Yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty good. No, I think it's pretty good. I'm happier with the way this one tastes and then how I made the Ethiopia. But I did do a better pour on this coffee than I did the Ethiopia. All right, so now we're going to try this Ethiopia from a specialty coffee roaster, which is called Hidden House Roasters, Hidden House Coffee Roasters here in the SoCal area. It's from Ethiopia, from Yirgacheffe, Ethiopia Kocher. I don't know if that's the farm. I don't know how they like do their bags. It just says Ethiopia Kocher, and then it says region Yirgacheffe. Yirgacheffe, obviously, fantastic region. Surprisingly, it's an heirloom varietal. Who knew? The joke there being that here's the thing: in Ethiopia, they've had so many coffee plants, and they don't really know where they came from. And so many different villages in Ethiopia have their own coffee plant, and so they call them heirloom from the ones that are in Ethiopia. They just call them heirloom varietals, or they call their varietal heirloom. So it's a bunch of different coffee plants, but they're underneath this hole. So anyway, that's why the joke is that, oh my gosh, it's an heirloom from Ethiopia. That's crazy, because that's all they grow there. All right, so we're going to do once again, make this delicious cup, and I'll be back with you to taste it. And now we come to the conclusion of our bonus cup, the longest bonus cup in the history of bonus cup, which this is the second one, so take that for what it's worth. This Ethiopia Kocher, I'm going to give her a taste test here. Wow. That's what you call blueberry muffin. Blueberry muffin. It tastes like a blueberry muffin. And I'm not just saying that to be ridiculous. It actually really does resemble the flavor of a blueberry muffin. Very good. You get the fruitiness of the blueberry. It's not, I wouldn't say juicy. I would say more like this buttery flavor with a fruitiness thrown into it. It's really good. I enjoy it. Yeah. So that was our three coffees today. Recap, we had a different Ethiopia from Karimbo or something like that. And then we had a Kenya here, which is good, tasted like lemonade. That first Ethiopia I made a mistake while pouring because I was trying to upload to Anchor and it was giving me technical difficulties and I waited too long. It's a whole complicated story. It was dumb. Anyway, so now we tried this Ethiopia Kocher. It was delicious and tasted like a blueberry muffin. It still tastes like a blueberry muffin. I've had that coffee for about a week now and it's tasted that way the entire time. It's really great. All right. So thank you for listening, my friends. It has been a bonus cup specialty coffee talk with your boy Philip Coe. I am so grateful that you have listened through this entire thing. If you have, well, thank you. And grab a cup of coffee, take a sip, smile. It's a good day. We'll see you next time. And by see you, I mean you'll hear me next time.